Susan.
And this is Katie.
And this is Portia.
And welcome back to She Speaks Stories. We have been so on sabbatical for quite some time, and we are glad to be back.
Welcome back.
That's right. I feel like we need to sing that song, Reunited. I mean, I like,
it feels
that's
so
right.
If you can't see us, but we all just came into a groove together.
It has been so long.
We're just thrilled to all three of us be together. We actually kind of spent the weekend together planning, praying, catching up
in person.
Yes,
that was the best.
Woo!
That was so good.
But to be back together with you listeners is delighting our heart. We have missed you. We have been engaging through social media and stuff like that with you all. But to be chatting with you all again is just a thrill.
It's so amazing. So guys, what have we been up to in this hiatus? Because the last time we were all together recording, it was at the end of the summer of 2021. And we were sharing with the listeners that we were going to go on this hiatus and that we were going to do some work and we're going to bring in some outside help. But then, you know, life happens. The Lord is like, no, I'm going to take you this direction. And so we did some different things. And a lot of those things centered around drumroll. Katie, because we were working on launching her book.
That's right.
When I look back on that, guys, I really see the sovereign hand of God because we had our plans. And again, there's nothing wrong with making plans. Of course not. But then holding those plans lightly and allowing God to lead and us to follow. So we had these great plans. And then, like Portia said, all these things kept happening that just kind of railroaded the plans. Mm-hmm, and instead of getting frustrated or like trying to force it, we said, Lord, you're sovereign. Thy will be done.
Right.
And it dovetailed so incredibly well with all the work that needed to be done for the book launch.
It was amazing.
To engage you listeners, like I said, in a different way. You know, instead of verbally recording and chatting with you, really building kind of a media strategy and getting Julia Cyphers on board as our little launch team captain. And we have a brand new social media friend, Joyce, who was just putting out all kinds of good stuff. So we did some Facebook Lives, which was fun.
Instagram,
done too much of that prior. So it was the season where we stayed engaged, but just in a way, different way, and had a focus on this book launch. So we just had the book launch weekend.
It was super fun. So super fun. And not only did Portia fly in, she brought the weather with her. So it was a snowy book launch weekend. And we wanted to make sure that we got every ounce of Portia that we could. So not only did we have the book launch on Friday night and have a blast, and way more people showed up than we ever anticipated, and the food was insane, insanely good. And so on the Sunday, we decided in the middle of a snowstorm that we had to go get sushi.
We did.
Even though it was pouring snow, because we were like, we got to like be together some more. And then Monday was Martin Luther King Day. So we decided we have to be together even more. So we gathered at the amazing Anna Minogue's house, who is now my daughter's BFF completely. Only in Anna Minogue's world do you come home from visiting her and you have a full gigantic bag of she had an entire bag of food that we left with. That reminds me of like when she leaves Gwen's house. She leaves with all this food. And so when she left Anna's house, she left with all this food. And I saw her putting this stuff in the refrigerator last night. I was like, what are those? What is that big bag over there? She went, they're chicken nuggets. I went, from where? And she goes, Chick-fil-A. I was like, what? She had a big, gigantic bag of Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
Yes. Well, that's because Anna and another friend, Julie Grebe, were in charge of the food at the book launch. Y'all, they made chicken and waffles. So there was this little bitty waffle with a nugget on it and then a pipette of syrup so that you could squeeze it over your chicken and waffle. And
it which, of course, I called at the book launch. I called it a syringe, and which is so gross. Who says a syringe of maple syrup? Gross.
What am I?
But can I tell you, I was like, when I saw them put them out, I thought, I am not going to be a pig and go over there and get one right now. I'm going to wait. Darn if I waited too long. Those things got snatched up.
They were so good.
And they were cute.
What Anna and Julie did, it was just brilliant and over the top with the food.
It was insane, Katie. It was insane. I told them I felt like I was at the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, yes. It was so
100%
gorgeous, yeah, and thoughtful, because what they did is they... Obviously, they were on our launch team, and I'm going to talk about the launch team in a minute, but they had read the book and they knew that the book was divided into all the different duty stations where my husband and I and kids lived throughout all these different years. And so they had food from all the different areas of the world we lived in. So they had a huge sushi table for when we lived in Okinawa. They had the chicken and waffles, I don't know, Southern, you know, they had a whole California section with like charcuterie cups. And they had, I mean, it was just incredible.
And I would say, listeners, if you're like salivating and just being like, I want to see this here in the next several weeks, 2, 3, 4 weeks, you're going to be seeing on our social media. Yeah. All of the amazing food and the amazing setup that the launch team did, because that, man, it was amazing. It was beautiful.
So yummy. Fresh flowers everywhere.
Yes.
They bought fresh flowers. They had signs printed. They rented balloon arches and helium and wow. Huge shout out. Huge shout out.
They're amazing. It was so good.
That was the actual launch team party. But I want to just tell you guys a little bit about the launch team itself. Julia Cyphers, friend of the podcast, she's been listening to the podcast for years and truly told us that she's an Army wife. When she was stationed over in Germany, they lived in town and they really couldn't find a church to connect to. And so the podcast became her Christian community and really became her, I don't want to say inspiration, but teaching and fellowship and encouragement. And she, you know, she'd send texts and emails and back and forth. And it was like her community for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So she loves the podcast. So after I wrote the book and realized I am no marketing queen at all, and I will do nothing to get the word out there that there's an actual book written, my son told me, hire someone that's young and knows how to do this stuff. And he's like, how about Julia? We're family friends. Call her up. Turns out she'd been taking classes for 2 years through a writing group because she wants to be a writer herself. And she'd actually taken classes on book launches. Now, is that the sovereign hand of God or what? You know,
well, putting and, you know, and Gwen brags on her. Gwen says she's a great little writer.
She's an excellent writer. She wrote some guest blogs on our website. So you can go to, it says Katie's blog, but there are guest bloggers on there, Julia and Portia. Thank you so much. Because we tried to keep that up in the hiatus when we weren't talking to you through verbal words. We were trying to talk to you through the written word more. But okay, so Julia starts this launch team. And she says, you know, we need a name. And she's a huge reader, as am I. And one of our favorite authors is Lucy Maud Montgomery, who wrote Anne of Green Gables. Listeners, Susan's shaking her head, favorite, what, you know, and L.M. Montgomery wrote a book called The Story Girl. And it's really kind of autobiographical about her because she was an amazing storyteller. But in the opening dedication of the book, she has a little stanza from the poet Byron. And it says this. And he is referring to a storyteller. Okay. It says, she was a form of life and light that seen became a part of sight and rose where'er I turn mine eye, the morning star of memory. Okay. Now I'm not deep with poetry, but listen to that first line again. She was a form of life and light. And so we named our launch team the Story Girls. I think we could name our whole podcast team the Story Girls, because storytelling can be a form of life and light. And Jesus, when he was giving us a mission, he said, get your light out there and let it shine before men. Don't hide your light. You know, no one lights a lamp and then hides it under a basket. Let your light shine. And he also said, you know, I came to give you life and give it abundantly. Share that. So we view storytelling as a form of life and light, a way to get truth out there, a way to get the light of Jesus out there to shine in souls. So we have this whole story team and we gather and these story girls and we gather and we're like, and they caught the vision of this book that I wrote. It's not really, I mean, it is about me in a way, but it's not about, oh, let's sell books and tell stories about Katie. No, it's about telling stories about God and how he interacts in everyday lives. So 30 women on that team called the Story Girls that helped launch that book. And now it's out there.
Yeah. And you know what was amazing is that there were times when Katie would message the crew and say, I need you guys to pray because we need a miracle. And that didn't just happen one time. That happened multiple times. And this group of women would begin to pray and ask God, there's been this roadblock with the book, with the publisher. Can you make this happen? Can I tell you? And we don't have to go into like all the different ones, but just know that there were so many miracles of getting the book published and getting it out on time. Like some of the miracles would have impacted us having the party that we just had celebrating the release of the book and it being done. But I think it's in Proverbs. It says that a man plans his way, but it's the Lord who establishes his steps. So we made all of these plans for the podcast at the end of the summer of 2021. And then the Lord established us where we needed to be. We needed to be in a place where we could come around and celebrate and prepare for the launch of this book. Because in launching the book, we also reviewed previous podcast episodes. And there were things that God had done and done through She Speaks Stories that we got to revisit and invite you to revisit with us in a powerful way. Because every week we're like, hey, check out this episode, check out that episode. And I think it was a good refresh reminder of what the Lord has done. And this makes us even that much more excited for what the Lord is going to do. I mean, that principle is all throughout scripture of establish a memorial, put up this mound of rocks, do this. And when your children ask you, why is this here? It's so that you can remind them, this is what God did for us. And launching this book, Katie, has been one of the, it's going to be a marker. Like there's a tangible book. But it's going to be a marker for our She Speaks Stories community of look what God did. If God did it for them, what might he do for me, right? And, by the way, guys, if you want like kind of a glimpse into the book launch, you can go to our Instagram. And we have recorded the Instagram Live that Susan and I did while we pretended that we were red carpet correspondents.
Oh, my goodness. It was too much, man. Oh, my heavens. Well, because Portia and it was something. Because all of a sudden we were sitting far back and we had like this beautiful little backdrop of the She Speaks Stories. And then all of a sudden you see that they could not hear us. And so all of a sudden we went from like way back to, we were like right up in their faces talking
right
to
the
them.
Camera.
Yeah, we were like, hey, nice. Hey, okay, here we go. But the funny thing was, is that Katie, of course, because Katie is a big gamer, after every single section of the podcast, I mean, of the book launch program that she was doing, she would have a door prize. And so while Portia and I were talking, you would hear her go, 42, 42, 42. I'm like, oh my word, it sounds like they're playing bingo in there.
It was super fun. And so, but what else did we announce, Susan?
We announced the relaunch of the podcast, which is here, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting, especially these first several months are going to be so, so good, because we have, without a doubt, an amazing team of people that make this podcast happen. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they really are an amazing crew. Mm-hmm. Even watching them on Friday night, I just thought, look what these people do. I mean, they're amazing. So you want to tell about the first few months? Because you and Katie have been busy recording those.
Yes, we have already been recording, and we'll be continuing recording. But we thought it would be really important when we came back after our hiatus to introduce you guys to our team. And you have met some of our members via social media, but how best to know somebody is to know their story. So we are interviewing our team members. And so we are doing a Meet the Team season where you get to meet our team members and hear from them and hear their stories and hear how God has shown up in their lives in amazing, amazing ways. Like, we're not going to give it away, but there are some of these stories, guys, it's just going to make you want to just fall down and worship because God is so amazing. Some of them are going to just knock you over and go, what? I can't believe that that just happened, because they're just, Katie, haven't they just been so good?
So good. And we've had some changes to the team in our hiatus and gotten some new team members. And so even for us to start doing these stories, like, for example, I mentioned at the beginning that we have a new social media gal, Joyce Dretz. And you know, I worked with her a little bit with the book launch, but you don't get to know somebody that much until they tell you their story. Mm-hmm. And now I love Joyce, and you will too when you hear her story. And truthfully, I have found myself telling other people her story when they're going through something hard, and it brings hope and it brings encouragement. And remember, we always say stories change lives.
That's right.
When you start hearing some of these team member stories, it can change your own story. Mm-hmm. And that is so not cliche. Mm-hmm. It really is true. And the other reason, I mean, we want you to get to know the amazing people behind the podcast, because anything you do well takes a team.
Absolutely.
And you all know that, but I mean, we get to be on the front lines, gabbing. And we just want you to know there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes that allows us to gab. So that's huge. But the other thing that kind of prompted us is some of you listeners were like, hey, we love the big stories that you guys have been telling, like, whoa. But what about kind of just the, I don't want to say everyday stories, because every story matters. Your story matters.
That's right.
You know, like, what is big and what is little? So I don't mean to say that, but they're like, we kind of liked it when you at the very beginning, when you and Susan would just tell your own kind of regular stories, and then you just have people sit at your kitchen table that would tell their stories. And so we thought, you know what? We have this whole team, and every single one of them has a story, and their story matters. So it's just going to be a whole season of Meet the Team. And then Susan, explain how our timing is going to be a little different, just in this winter spring season.
So we are going to be doing episodes every other Friday. So what that means is, you know, we're now in a new age of podcasts. People are doing podcasts for short seasons. They're doing them like on a topic, and they'll only last like 13 weeks. And because of the way it flows, they're not every single Friday now. And so just like the way we watch television has emerged and evolved, that's the way podcast is happening now. Everybody, it's evolving into new patterns. And so we are kind of following the same suit that many podcasts are going. They are going to an every other week. They're going to seasons. Mm-hmm. They're going to different kind of things. So we are moving to that. But so you're sitting there thinking, well, how am I going to know? Because I don't have time to sit here and figure out when is it and She Speaks Stories Friday. Well, the best way for you to do that is that when you go to the provider that you get your podcast from, you just need to subscribe, whether it's Apple or Android, or you go straight to Podbean, you need to subscribe. And then what happens is as soon as that episode uploads onto our website, it'll go straight to your mobile device and you'll get a little notification if you have your notifications on, and it will say you got a new episode, and then you will know, oh, there they are. Yeah. So that is the best way. And the reason that I know that is because while we were on hiatus, I was listening to a bunch of podcasts, and I will say I was quickly seeing this dynamic in podcasts of not doing every week because you want to produce quality, good things.
Right.
And so I realized, wait a minute, if I want to know that they've got a brand new episode coming out of this thing, I need to subscribe. So it'll pop up there. So helpful hint, subscribe, and then you'll know when we're coming.
Another thing you can do is on our social media areas on Facebook, follow us. On Instagram, follow us. And now Instagram with the algorithm, this is what you need to do. It's not enough just to follow. You need to follow and then also engage with the posts that are put out there. Because if you're liking things from She Speaks Stories, then the algorithm is going to make us show up in your feed without you having to go look for us. So the more you engage with us, the more that the system allows us to engage with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And it serves on both places, Instagram and Facebook. We love our community. We love the community that God has formed within She Speaks Stories. We love that you guys message us questions. We love that you have thoughts and ideas. Recently, we've had people that are messaging us with guest ideas. Mm-hmm. Keep doing that. Yeah. Yes. The more you engage with us, the more that we know what it is that is going to serve you best. And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to serve you the best that we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay. So we launched a book, and if you haven't gotten your copy yet, if you go to shespeakstories.com, you can order a book right from our website. There's going to be an ad for you to click, and it's going to take you right where you need to order the book. All of the proceeds, help me here, guys. I want to make sure I say this correctly.
They go to audio.
I will help you say it correctly because it's a little complicated.
Yes. We're going to go to the author. We're going to go to the source. This is called primary sources, guys.
All right. Truthfully, if you buy the book from Amazon, Amazon and the publisher get a lot of the proceeds. Sure. But yeah, obviously that is the easiest, quickest way to get a book. Now, She Speaks Stories has physically from our bank account bought a whole ton of books. So if you want an autographed book from me, there's a couple ways to get that. And then all those proceeds from those books that we're selling, those are going back into the She Speaks Stories bank account to finance an audiobook. Yay. Because we truly like to talk more than we like to write. Okay. So we thought it would be really fun to be able to just speak the book. And a lot of times people just like audiobooks. Yeah. They're easier in a way because people are in the car a lot. They're, you know, anyway. So we really want to make an audiobook, but of course that costs money. So all the proceeds go there. Now, how would you get these books? there will, if you live in this area, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Stafford, around that area, one of our friends owns a beautiful coffee shop called The Grounds, and she wants to have a live book signing event. So watch our social media for that. We have an incredible public library system, and our public library will allow author events where I can go to the different libraries all around the area and just have a table and have books and chat with you and sign books. And you can buy books through that. They're kind of shut down right now on that with COVID, but we're all hoping that's going to lift soon and things will get back to normal. But that would be another way. And then, of course, I could always mail you a book too. So
yeah,
that might be a little pricier because you'd have to pay for postage. But I'm just telling you, there's lots of options. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, live events coming up in the future. And just message me and I'll send you one.
Yeah. There you go. Well, the easiest way to do it right now is to go to our website, click on it, and it'll probably be at your door within a couple of days.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, we have a friend that has a book that is that you can purchase from Barnes & Noble and Amazon. That's cool. I think that's really cool. We're super proud of you. We're super,
super proud. That's so good, Katie.
Yay!
So we are so excited to be back again. We are excited to see what God is going to do because we firmly believe with our whole heart that stories change lives.
That's right.
And we want to hear from you. What are the things that you're hearing that are impacting you? Message us on Instagram, message us on Facebook, because we want to celebrate with you the things that God is doing. And we want to hear your stories too. And it is our absolute honor to be able to do this. Scripture says that if we lift up the name of Jesus, that he will draw people to himself. And that's what we want to do. We want to lift up Jesus because we are who we are because of him. The valleys that we walk through, the dark places that we walk through, we could not do it without Jesus Christ being our Savior, being our advocate, being right with us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Mm-hmm. And that is our heart and desire for every single one of you that listen to us ever, that Jesus Christ would be your all in all, your everything, your source, your foundation. And that's what he desires to be for you.
That's right. So,
and to really, honestly, practically be your source of hope, help, and healing in a hard world.
Absolutely.
A lot of alliteration there, a lot of H's, but truth. Again, we know we throw out cliches or, you know, things that make it sound so simple, but sometimes the deepest truths and the most important truths can be said in a very simple way. And he really is a source of help to all of us.
That's right.
Just one quick story. We're going to sign off because we're going to try to keep our episodes a little bit shorter this go around too.
Yeah.
Sometimes less is more. But I just want to finish with this. Here I write this book called Finding Hope, Help, and Healing in a Hard World. And you would think, well, if you write a book about it, I mean, don't you have it figured out? Oh, hello. As the book launch was getting closer and closer, of course, you all know, COVID was getting more and more explosive. Weather was going crazy. Mm-hmm. And my brain started obsessing and spinning and filled with anxiety. And it was so funny. One night, I couldn't sleep. All these thoughts just raging in my mind. What about this? What about this? If I don't cancel the book party, what if everyone gets COVID? What if someone dies? And then it'll be all my fault. What about, you know, what if the books don't come? What if, what did you write about the book? And I wrote about this little song that I would sing about, I will cast all my cares upon you. I will lay all of my burdens down at your feet. Anytime I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. And it was so funny because he just, it's like, guys, none of us ever come to a completion of the truth. And we're like, okay, I got this now. Mm-hmm. That's why we need each other. That's why we need podcasts. That's why we need to stay in small groups. That's why we need to go to church and hear sermons. That's why we need to continually be in the Word, to be reminded, to be encouraged, to stay the course, to keep on, to know where to find that help over and over and over again. And, and I just started humming that song and peace flooded me. And I'm like, yeah, that's right, Lord. You spoke and the whole world came into being. I think you can handle a book launch. You know? And then I slept like a baby. So we just want to encourage you, stay tuned and listen in. And we're going to be sharing stories that'll bring hope and always feature the mighty hand of God. So Susan, closing thoughts from you, my sweet friend.
I'm just looking forward to the season. I think it'll be good. I think it's going to be good to hear stories from our team. And we do believe that stories change lives because Jesus was the master storyteller. Yeah. And when God invades our stories and other people are able to hear that, it truly does bring this belief that if he can work in their life, he can work in my life. Sure. And it brings hope in the fact that God is who he says he is. Yeah. And his promises are true. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great, great season. It really, really is. It's going to be, we've got some fun things. The Meet the Team is going to be great. And then we have some amazing plans after Meet the Team comes to an end too. So it's going to be a good 2022.
Two.
I had to like pause there for a second because we are all in a time warp.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Oh, so great. Listeners, we love you. And we will air quote, see you next time.
That's right.
With our first episode of a new team member. So we love you. Have a great couple of weeks and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yep. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.